KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Cy Musiker. Richmond and North Richmond residents are meeting this afternoon to talk about one of the deadliest months in their history. 10 people have died in the two communities this month. Many police say victims of an ongoing rivalry between gangs in Richmond and North Richmond, its unincorporated neighbor. Richmond has recorded 21 homicides so far this year, matching the total from all of last year. We talked this afternoon with Richmond's police chief, Chris Magnus. And chief, I believe one of your staff is attending this community meeting today. What is he going to say? What is he looking for in going to that meeting?
We definitely want to be engaged in any and every effort to bring the community together. Everyone, you know, we need to be on the same page in terms of not only denouncing this kind of activity, but also having some real alternatives available for some of the folks who are often young men of color, you know, who are getting into this kind of a problem.
I read a quote from the head of the gang unit at the Contra Costa County District Attorney's Office, and he said, "We're not going to be able to arrest or prosecute our way out of this problem." And he was encouraging, by that quote, a community response. So what can the community do?
Well, you know, they involve a whole array of factors. There's, I think, a sense of hopelessness that a lot of young people feel. There's education and employment opportunity issues. There's problems with severe substance abuse and addiction issues involving both drugs and alcohol. You know, I think we have very limited options for treatment when it comes to those things. We also have a lot of young men and women out there who are really struggling with some very serious mental health problems that range from post-traumatic stress disorder, which shouldn't be a surprise when you're around so much violence day in and day out, but also deal with things like impulse control, anger management issues, and many more factors. So I think that there's a role for a lot of different agencies, institutions, the educational system, and for that matter, right down to the neighborhood level and parents to take if we're going to change these dynamics.
Last week, you announced a new joint task force with the Contra Costa County Sheriff's Office that would fight gang violence in both your city, Richmond, and unincorporated North Richmond. How will that work?
What it really does is it teams up officers from our agency and deputies from the Sheriff's Department in the same cars to focus on specific hotspots and targeted individuals in both jurisdictions. Reaching out to people, walking around, talking and listening, building relationships, and really being as strategic as possible in working together and sharing resources so that we can both send a message that this isn't acceptable, but also be effective in putting a stop to at least some of it.
What do you think would be a sign to you that what you're trying is working?
Well, I think we've seen evidence that what we're doing can work. Last year, we had one of the lowest homicide rates that we'd had in many, many years. But obviously, the challenge is maintaining that kind of success over the long term. And unfortunately, in a bad economy, when you have unemployment at close to 20% in a city like Richmond and scarce resources for a large returning population of young men who are coming out of prison with no jobs, very limited education and skills, many problems with mental health issues and substance abuse. I mean, we're not going to be able to just solve this on our own, and I think it's going to be, you know, this really, as one of our councilmen made the observation to me this morning, this has got to be looked on as a marathon, not a sprint. We also have to remind the community that they really have a role to play here, and I think if we can really focus on an outcome and believe that it's attainable, we can get back to that, some of those lower homicide numbers.
Thanks so much for talking to us.
Sure, my pleasure.
Chris Magnus is chief of police for the city of Richmond, and I'm Cy Musiker. More news online at kqednews.org.